1450 KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Clouds moving around here. But hey, we're at 6 above, and like I say, anything above 0 is just fine with me. Time to talk real estate. We haven't done this in a couple weeks.
In fact,
I think since before Christmas. Steve Dietrich in from My Action Realty. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Checksmiths was awesome, by the way.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Love that. Wiped out a whole 10 of that, by the way. So, well, hey, we're into 2025. Let's talk numbers first. How do they look coming back here into the new year?
Yeah, they're not doing anything that we like to see right now.
Really?
Obviously, they're still on that trickle uphold category. And I just hope that after January 20th, you know, something starts going in the right direction. They're talking maybe 4 rate cuts this year by the feds. If that happens, then we should go in the right direction.
Okay. Well, that kind of leads me into my next question, too, because it's like, Steve coming in today, what do we talk about? Let's talk about 2025. From a realtor point of view, in the perfect world, what would you like to see happening here in the new year?
Well,
I mean, obviously the numbers coming down.
Yeah, exactly. Interest rates to go down, and you know, inventory always is a problem right now. You know, when people come into town and want to look at houses, you know, people come in thinking they're going to spend 2 days looking at houses, and they might spend 2 hours because, you know, in any one category, like I checked yesterday, it was only 21 properties for sale in Wahpeton. You know, and when you start dividing that up into price categories and everything, that's like 1 or 2 houses in a category, you know, type of thing for the average buyer, and that's just not a lot, and therefore makes it a little tougher to sell a house.
Well, you know, I was just going to ask you that, and I know we've covered this before. Do houses stay empty here a long time? It doesn't seem like they do. It seems like if they're on the market, they don't stay empty for long.
Well, you know, and the few that are there, you know, it just puts more focus on what is there, too. So, you know, typically you would hope that they're going to sell, but I think people are a little hesitant right now. And you look at the effect of, you know, I understand Bobcats had a layoff or, you know, certainly gave people some time off. And I think that Vaderstadt, the old Woolrich, is, you know, kind of laid back a little bit. And so with those kinds of things going on, too, you know, people might get a little hesitant to wait and see how things shape up here in the next month or so.
Have you heard what's causing that? I mean, are people just a little skittish and not really knowing what's in our future here? Is that the reason for this?
Well, I think that's part of it, you know, and you can't blame them. And, you know, for a lot of people who bought a house a couple of years ago and might wanted to make another change, they're not going to give up their 3.5%. And I don't blame them.
Right. You know? No, who would?
So those people are probably going to sit it out for a little bit if they're going to do any changing around until these rates come back down a little bit. And likely so. I understand that. And so we do all we can to just get the product out there, have it ready to go, and hopefully the other side just kind of happens.
Do what you do very well. Any new listings coming in we should know about?
Well, I've got one that'll be coming up here shortly. You know, that people obviously have to sort of stay tuned in for that and hope that their realtor gets a hold of them when it pops on the market. There's still been some sales. You know, it's not totally dead by any means. So, and then again, that just limits the inventory some more. You know, so people that are waiting, excuse me, maybe you need to just bite the bullet and go out there and get the house that you kind of want and then just hope the rates do come down in the next year and then get that refinance done at that point, you know, almost the cart before the horse. But
we called that back in the old vinyl album days, drop the needle and pray.
Yeah, that's
kind of what you got to do with real estate here.
There is definitely a little of that going on right now.
Absolutely.
So, we, you know, like I say, we'll just keep doing our thing and do the best we can to help people out, get it in position to happen for somebody.
Great. Great to have you in here again, Steve, after the holidays. Look forward to you guys coming in here every Tuesday in 2025. We've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
And, folks, I tell you what, if you've got questions about real estate, we have got just email those questions to us, studio@kbmwnews.com. We'll get those questions answered every Tuesday here while we talk with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. It's 9:10. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.